Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, each and every one of you, to today's podcast, today's episode, I should say, in our podcast, our conversation. Josh and I have been here together for the last few weeks and just really enjoying talking through this section of the book of Luke with you, Josh. It's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been fun.
We are in Luke 18, and we talked about just the value of a life given to Jesus, a lock, stock, and barrel, how that there's blessing in that. There is a cost, but it's not so much a cost, Josh, as it is an investment.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, as we've worked our way through this passage, the theme has been humility and faith. And even as we talk through that, you know, I think of those two words. You know, what does it take for me to invest my life in Christ? It takes humility in giving up what I want and my own desires. And it takes faith in that He's going to take care of me as He said He would.
Right. And that this investment means something.
That's right. Yeah.
There really is a God that's watching and a God that's going to ultimately make all things right.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's a really good thought. Verse 31, we actually read these verses last episode, but we didn't get to them. Verse 31, then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be, so these are the things written by the prophets, and you read them in Psalm 22, Psalm 69, Isaiah 53, other passages. He shall be delivered unto the Gentiles. He shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on. They shall scourge him and put him to death. And on the third day, he shall rise again. So this is a theme. Jesus, and by the way, that's the gospel.
Yeah.
Death, burial, resurrection. Mm-hmm. As predicted, this is the theme of Scripture. So Jesus is saying, listen, we're going to Jerusalem. This is the purpose and plan of my life. This is what has been foretold. This is according to God's prophetic plan. This is all according to schedule. And here's exactly what's going to happen. These are tough things to say, spitting and scourging and beating and dying and all of that. So I don't know, Josh, how you could say this more plainly and more authoritatively, because he's using Scripture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yet the Bible says in verse 34, and they understood none of these things. This saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken.
Yeah, so they were a little confused as to what Jesus was talking about. And of course, they weren't expecting that they had given the last 3 years of their life to follow this man. I mean, he's just talked about, you know, them giving up their earthly relationships. And so we know what they've given up, but they've given all those things up to follow this man who's now going to go and be abused and be disrespected in the way that he's describing here. Is just strange to them.
So how can it be that words that are so simple and words that are so emphatically stated, how can they miss this?
Yeah, I think that they're just in a state where they've been blinded by their own desires, maybe for what they want. You know, they want Jesus to be the Messiah that's coming to this political leader that's going to deliver them from their sins as well as from oppression. And so, you know, there's these desires that they want Jesus to accomplish in and for them, that now it's like, is this really going to happen? What's going on here?
I think one of the reasons why they wouldn't understand is because, and it's hard for us because we're 20th century readers and we read back at what they're told here. But here's what we don't see, Josh. We don't see what they have been told for 30 years.
Mm.
So obviously they're different ages, but however long they've been alive,
yeah,
these guys have been hearing something very different from their religious leaders, from their synagogue rulers, from their parents, from their synagogue schools, from the teaching at the temple, at the feast times. What have they been hearing? What they've been hearing for their entire life is Messiah is going to be a ruler. And Messiah is going to relieve us of this Roman oppression. And so Messiah is going to be a political, military hero.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've heard. So it's easy for us to go back and say, how could they not get this?
Yeah.
But if I hear one thing 1,000 times and I hear another thing 1 time or 5 times or however many times Jesus had said it, you know, I can understand why the weight of their religion for all these years would be like earplugs.
Yeah, and I can understand too, even outside of all of that. You know, here's a guy that they've come to love and revere as their teacher, as their master, and they have the utmost respect for. And they would do anything to protect him. We're going to see that in the verses coming up here. We've seen that in the verses preceding this. They would do anything to protect him. And now he's saying, people are going to spit on me. People are going to beat me. And it's like, this can't be. This just doesn't make sense. It doesn't compute for all of those reasons. It doesn't make sense to the disciples.
Right. And they've heard Jesus say other things they didn't understand. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, he must be talking about something other than what we think he's talking about, because that just doesn't make sense. And how human is that, Josh? We all do this. I know I do. And that is, we want to take information that we don't like, and we want to somehow fit it into the narrative that we do like.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it be your choice of a news network, you know, we want to listen to news from somebody that's going to give us the news the way we want to hear it.
Yeah.
So we want to fit into our narrative. So who are smart people in our life? Smart people in our life are people that say the things that we already believe.
Yeah.
Boy, they're really smart. Yes. Yes.
Right, right. Because I agree with everything they say. So they're telling me what I want to believe.
So when the truth comes and it's different than what I've always believed, then it can't be the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, because it doesn't fit with my truth.
Right.
So that's what's it. So lest we be too hard on these disciples, don't we all do that?
Yeah. 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 And it kind of comes back to that idea of humility, me being able to step back from what I want to believe and to be able to say, okay, what is the real truth here? What's really happening here?
So let's unpack then what Jesus was saying, because this is among the most important things Jesus has ever said to them, because he's speaking now specifically to his purpose and to the gospel. Mm. So verse 31 again, behold, I want this to be a matter of specific attention to you. That's what the word behold means. Behold, we go to Jerusalem. And then before he tells them what the horrific things will be, he sets it up by giving them the authority upon which he's going to make the statement. So he says, behold, we go up to Jerusalem and all things. That's a pretty superlative statement. All things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. Guys, we're going to Jerusalem, and everything that God said in the Old Testament prophetically about the Son of Man will be accomplished there.
Yeah, and so they certainly would have known, you know, what the Old Testament said, and then there would have been some some confidence behind these, because many of the prophecies that were given in the Old Testament have already come to fruition. And so he gives that qualifier there, the things that are written in the prophecies concerning the Son of Man.
Right.
And so, you know, here are the exact things that I'm talking about. Not just all the prophecies in general, but the ones that are written about the Son of Man, they're going to come to pass when we get there.
And it's interesting because if the verse ended here, if the statement ended here, you would have had a rousing amen.
Mm.
It's interesting. A lot of times in church, I am more than willing to shout amen to the general truth. The truth in general, hey, God keeps his word. Amen. You know, God honors and accomplishes prophecy. Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
But as soon as what he says specifically is not fitting what I want or what my preconception was, now we've got a problem. Yeah. So lest there be any wiggle room about what they understood prophecy to be and what prophecy to mean, Jesus then tells them specifically what the prophet said. And you're going to find him doing the same thing some days later with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Mm. He tells them the same thing. So verse 32, "For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles." Boy, you can't get much worse than that. And he was, Pontius Pilate and the Romans. "He shall be mocked, spitefully entreated, spitted on." And just think about, Jesus knows all this to be emphatically true, and yet he's choosing to keep on walking forward.
Yeah, yeah, that is an interesting point to make, because even though the disciples are kind of like, what are you talking about? The man that's saying this is the one that it's going to all happen to, and he's moving forward.
If they really believed this, they probably wouldn't have gone to Jerusalem.
Right.
The only reason they went to Jerusalem is because they didn't believe it.
Yeah.
And the only reason Jesus went to Jerusalem is because he didn't believe it.
Mm.
That's a contrast there, huh? Verse 33, "They shall scourge him, put him to death, and the third day." You talk about specificity. This is it's its own prophecy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
"And the third day, he shall rise again." So there is the absolute verification of all that Jesus said or did, the fact that he rose again from the dead.
You know, I wonder as we make our way through these final days of Jesus, you know, did the disciples, as some of these things started happening, do they kind of start to realize, man, everything he's been telling us for the last few weeks really is true? It's all happening now, and begin to kind of put some of these pieces together that Jesus is talking about.
But even the third day prophecies.
Yeah.
Because this wasn't the first time Jesus said the third day. Remember at Caesarea Philippi, he had told them the same thing.
Right.
And then all the way back in John 2, you know, destroy this temple, 3 days, 3 days. He's gone to that third day illustration there in the plains of Magdala. Mm-hmm. He said, you have the sign of the prophet Jonah, 3 days.
Yeah,
so he's come back to 3 days time and time again. And yet in real time, on the third day after the resurrection, They didn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
So no matter how many times Jesus came back to this, it just didn't fit their narrative.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so because it didn't fit their narrative, they didn't believe it. And in the end, all of it was true. And they had to come back to, man, everything that our master, our teacher, said to us over all that time, all of it was absolutely 100% correct.
Mm. Oh, that's so good. So it's the third day, my friends, that made the difference. And it's that what you do after the third day that makes the difference in your life. And so my question, I guess, to you today would be, do you believe it? Not up in your head, you know, because the facts are relatively easy to say yes to. But to have those facts sunk down into your heart, we only truly believe that which moves us to action. You know, are we representing Christ? What about faith and humility? What about forsaking all and following him? What about believing things to be true because Jesus said it, and not just because it fits the narrative that I want to believe? Mm. Well, these are all pointed questions that we need to consider. I hope you'll take some time today, my friends, and just meditate upon Scripture. Let God speak to you over and over again. Do appreciate you joining us day by day. Hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.